Yeah, so we are recording now, and Paul?
Okay, hello, and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball, take 3. We had 2 false starts. They showed the scouting report right away, so we missed that. We might make up another one later. Adam Christie is on the show today.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man. I've had horrible nightmares that begin and end this way. Adam Christie hosts.
Adam Christie is here.
Adam Christie is here.
He has come for my brain.
Dave's back. Dave, we had another false start, buddy.
Luckily, though, the Blue Jays have agreed to start the game over.
Oh. Yeah.
The Angels,
so that home run is gone.
Are minusing their two runs.
They're taking that off the boards.
Yeah, and they're going to start from scratch.
Yeah. The Blue Jays weren't too unhappy about that.
No.
Just going to the Angels dugout, like, look, we got a call from the shitty part of the junction. And these guys are having a lot of trouble.
We just feel terribly for them.
Can we start the game over? We'll still have Brett Cecil pitching, though.
So,
you guys, you'll still win.
Come see, come see.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we are.
Yep.
Attempt 3.
I forget how many times we've mentioned this, so I don't know if we've mentioned it, but Adam Christie hosts Evening Jim Jam.
Is it
Evening Jim Jam?
And
I've said it like 5 times.
And the podcast Hold Your Applause.
.com.
HoldYourApplause.com.
Find it on iTunes.
Yeah. Wherever you found this podcast,
yeah,
look for that.
It's this podcast. It's a podcast that happens during the 7th inning stretch of this podcast.
Yeah. It's a podcast within a podcast.
Yeah.
Here's the scouting report for Dan Herring. 2 types of fastballs means he has 2 fast cats named Fastball. Sorry, that's from last week as well.
Also, he likes to say, it's the cutter, when people are like, what do you call your scissors there?
That's the cutter.
It's the cutter.
I call my scissors the cutter, because you don't want to run into me behind any buildings.
Watch out.
Walks and starts means that he walks before he starts doing anything.
He walks, sleepwalker.
Yeah, he's a sleepwalker. Before he gets his day started, he takes a nice walk and wakes up in the middle of a lake.
Yeah, surprisingly good pitcher for the amount of times he's almost drowned.
This scouting report is brought to you by bad computers. Bad computers. They'll fuck your podcast right in half.
Bad computers. Oh, you got a crack down the middle of your screen? That's all right.
Bad computers, I notice you're missing all the keys.
Bad computers, the screen, the keyboard, and the mouse don't work. This is a lump of clay.
Bad computers, pour coffee all over it.
Doesn't matter.
Broken.
That was the scouting report for Dan Herring.
Brought to you by bad computers.
If you're 100% of our listeners, you might have missed the scouting report on Brett Cecil.
Yep. Which we can, they'll never show that again.
No. suffice to say, Brett Cecil is a hell of a pitcher who gave up a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Herring just struck out Jose Bautista.
Oh, that's a great accent.
Yeah.
Have you been to
his house?
Dominican Republic?
You know, I knew Jose. Can I say that I hate, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, is when
people overemphasize.
Yeah, if you're at a restaurant and someone's like, oh, hey, how's it going? For breakfast, I will have the Jovo Rantanos. It's like, oh, so I visited my friend last year in Nicaragua.
Hey, Dave, you do that kind of.
Yeah, that's the joke I'm doing now where I'm translating subway stations. And I say St. George's Santo Jorge. And then Broadview is Nicaragua. And the last time I did that, there was like a guy in the front row. I was like, hey, these 2 girls behind me are from Barcelona. And I'm like, oh, well, so what I'm saying is really, is that right? And they're like, nothing. They just gave me nothing.
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed and
great.
Steve, are we still recording?
Cried.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Thank God.
14 straight minutes of recording.
Yeah. Also, 14 straight days with no deadly accidents.
No tornadoes on the podcast for 14 minutes.
Here at Dave Barkley Memorial Recording Studio.
It's your neighborhood is very interesting because this side of the street looks like we're in a beautiful suburb.
Oh, like thank you.
Mississauga or a Oakville, Ontario.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The opposite side of your street looks like
Harlem.
It's from GTA San Andreas. There's like an abandoned lot with a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
There's like all these horrible houses. But then your side of the street is beautiful. This is a beautiful home, Dave.
Thanks. Yeah, it's more of an insider than an outsider, as real estate goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I try and blend in with the rest of the neighborhood by not cutting my lawn.
Good.
Just
so you don't get robbed as much?
Yeah. People are like, this is the one house we should rob.
What is that big fancy building on, like, two blocks away from here?
Oh, that's the new police station.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this might be a safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is it a safe? It's a safe neighborhood.
Yeah. Nothing bad has happened to me so far.
This is Junction East? Is that what they call it?
Carlton Village is the actual name of
okay.
this little area.
Okay.
But it's also the town of York, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually kind of... I always say, yeah, we live in the Junction, but I don't 100% believe it. Because
yeah.
even though it's right over there, it's really kind of a different place.
Yes, my friends are moving to the Junction, and they said that the Junction used to be, like, dry.
Yeah,
and
until
there's only a couple of
like, maybe
bars.
10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that real? Really?
Yeah. Well, the history of the Junction, you
oh,
guys.
Here we go.
Like, hopefully, all of the listeners to this show are from Toronto, because they like the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, everyone. We live in Toronto.
Home of the Junction.
The Junction and the Blue Jays. And Junction is an area where a ton of train tracks run through. And it used to be, back in the olden days, that the trains would go through and everyone would be like, welcome to Toronto, but there would always be drunken train workers, like, lolling by the side of the train tracks.
LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just being passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to save the embarrassment of people coming into Toronto, they decided to ban alcohol for, I think, almost like 100 years.
Yeah, until 1990, or until the year 2001.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Like, no one comes here by train. And people who would come here by train have enough sense, probably, to realize that this is not all of Toronto.
Yeah. So now people get drunk all the time, and it's great.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, have you seen that bar Shox? The local option?
Yeah, man.
That's the first bar in the Junction since it got wet again.
Got real wet.
Yeah, got real wet.
Is
real
that
fast.
Why it says time to get wet on the sign up?
Yeah, that's why that's the official slogan of the Junction. And every year at the Junction Arts Festival, everyone chants, time to get wet! Time to get wet!
Oh, bunt pop out.
Yeah.
Love that bunt pop-up.
Where's your small ball now?
Yeah, stupid angels.
Yeah. What does everyone think of this stealing signs conspiracy?
I think it's great.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, when I opened up my computer, like, the day that all came out,
mm-hmm.
I just kind of saw that there was a controversy that people were angry about,
mm-hmm.
and involving Jose Bautista, so I was like, oh, not more steroids shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, stealing signs? Ah, that's great! there's nothing wrong with that.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the other teams are just mad they didn't think of it first.
Yeah. Guy in the outfield. I was just happy to see that people were talking about the Jays.
Yeah.
In a non-Hall of Fame sense.
Yes. Anything that Americans can talk about the Blue Jays about, I'm for.
Yeah. Anything that gets the attention of our more important neighbors to the south.
Yeah.
I think it's a load of bullshit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Possibly.
What's that?
Sit down.
I'm sorry. I'm going to continue standing for the rest of the podcast.
Stop punching that clock.
It seems like you have something to say, Paul.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, how are they going to see that guy? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, on top of the scene tower.
Yeah.
That's how they relayed their signs.
He changed his shirt to red as a disguise.
Okay, everyone. When it's a fastball, 8 of us are going to walk across the outside of the CN Tower.
Yeah, when it's a breaking ball, we'll do nothing.
Yeah, curveball, the...
We'll throw someone over the
one
side.
One of us jumps.
I liked when they were interviewing the Jays about it, and what J.P. Arosavia was saying. He was like, I'm batting 200. Like, how bad am I if we're stealing science and I'm batting 200?
Yeah, I don't understand how stealing science makes you hit home runs, but doesn't improve your batting average.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
Or win loss record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if we have been stealing signs, we should fire Dwayne Murphy, because that means everything that everyone said was great about him was wrong.
Yeah. We got this new coach who has got a great way to steal signs. It's the best thing about him.
He's got a buddy.
Yeah.
With a Bluetooth.
Yeah, but like, how elaborate would the signs have to be for you to spot him? And like, wasn't he like, where did they say he was? In center
field?
They said
he was like right beside the batter's eye, pretty much.
Huh. So he would have to do something like pretty big, like,
well, he put his arm above his head,
or like he would touch his face,
or he'd wink.
Yeah,
wink.
Yeah,
a loud winker.
He'd blow a small spit bubble.
Send some smoke signals in this tunnel.
Yeah.
Fire a laser pointer at the pitcher.
Yeah, he would take a drag from his cigar and just breathe out a whole puff.
Start the wave.
Yeah.
That's what the wave is all about.
Yeah. So by the time the wave comes around...
I've been foolishly not participating in the wave, but it helps the Jays, I guess.
Yeah. You're the reason they're not batting 300.
I guess. Man, do you know how hard it is to start the wave at the Sky Dome? You ever see those, like, drunken douchebags in the 500 level? Like, we're doing the wave! And, like, nobody's paying attention. And only when he starts shouting at everyone, telling them they're not real Jays fans, does the wave eventually actually happen.
They're like, if we stand out, will you be quiet?
Yeah.
Nah. But my mom says children love the wave.
They do.
Yeah, they're doing it for the children.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else my mom says? Is that she is excited for the potentially red uniforms next year.
Your mom actually said that?
Yeah. And Matt Cowell, who's sometimes on the podcast doing Matt Stats, also thinks that would be snazzy.
That would be snazzy? I don't know. Like, I'm picturing... It makes me worried, because they said, you know, they've said on Sportsnet that it could include elements of the Canadian flag.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me...
There's only so many elements in that flag.
Yeah. Like, is it going to be pretty much Team Canada's uniforms from the World Baseball Classic? In which case, I would not be on board with that.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of those.
I mean, they're fine for Team Canada, but, like, what American team, like, wears the American flag?
The Nationals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nationals.
Oh, good point.
Indians?
But who likes that?
Are the Indians logo still a Native American person?
Still Chief Wahoo. Big time.
Draped in the American flag?
Yeah. I'm saying I love America now.
Yeah. There's a speech bubble.
I changed my mind.
He says, let's go for some burgers.
Yeah. He has a 10-gallon hat on now.
Yeah. There it is, guys. The CN Tower.
Yeah. What everyone's talking about.
Everybody in the world is still talking about the CN Tower, and it's incredible.
Yeah. And they just need it to help communication.
Yeah.
To help with the TV and the radio waves.
They didn't think it would become a thing.
Like, don't notice this thing.
They're like, yeah, I guess it is pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah. They were going to cover it with a curtain at first, I heard.
Yeah.
Because it was thought to be an eyesore.
Well, because people in the restaurant would be scared of heights. And they didn't want didn't want that.
They're like, this is just a normal restaurant with a long, slow elevator ride to the second floor.
Yeah. We ran out of wood for the floors, so we had to make them see-through in parts.
Yeah. We had to put paintings of a steep drop in the floors.
This isn't working.
What uniforms would you guys like to see?
Well, we were talking about this a bit earlier in the week after we edited the last podcast. But, I mean, I'm not adverse to having a little bit of red in there, like a three-color hat, sort of like the Expos had.
Like a clown hat.
Yeah. 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 Like one of those big Dr. Seuss hats that you can win at the fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cat in the Hat hat?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Generic one?
The teens wear.
Yeah. If their logo, if they changed it from a blue jay to a picture of Jim Iroquois, I think we could all agree that that would be the best possible scenario.
Yeah.
No, but you know, like the red, the blue, and the white there. Like boom, bang, boom. And then have maybe like the old...
right in your face.
Yeah. It's pretty in your face. Is this... Oh, shit. So if they wanted to like incorporate like some pinstripes and a little bit of how the Expos used to look to kind of like pay tribute to Canada's other team, but still be the Jays with that more of an old school J on there.
Yeah. They should have pinstripes, but the old school J pinstripe writing. And then just, it's super stripey and blows your mind.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. They're never going to go to pinstripes. They're going to try to look cool so little kids will like them.
Pinstripes are cool though.
Are they?
I don't know if I would want them to jump on the pinstripes bandwagon. I feel like the Rockies and Marlins have diluted the value of pinstripes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Marlins are terrible.
And the old Diamondbacks uniforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the worst jerseys.
Yeah. Pinstripes have gone through some bad times.
We should just be like the gay team. Like we're trying to, we're never going to get the rest of Canada to care for us.
It just says Abercrombie, where Toronto used to be.
We should just get a rainbow colored... It should just be a rainbow.
Just all white with a rainbow belt.
The gay communities of the other team's fan base would instantly switch to the Jays.
Yeah, like we used to be the Latin team in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now we'll be the gay team.
The gay Latin team.
No, let's not go so specific.
We don't want to paint ourselves into a niche here.
There's unexploited niche markets.
Or we should go silver and black and try to capitalize on the gangster rap movement.
Oh yeah. Like the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like they did when they made these uniforms.
Can we be the Toronto Odd Futures? And appeal to all suburban children and 30-year-old hipsters?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Yeah, I think you should call the Blue Jays right now.
You think that's so?
Yeah.
Guys, I have a great new team name. The Sound Gardens.
Yeah, and that would fit because we're not as good as we used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell would be our ace pitcher.
Yeah. The Blue Jays' fortunes do match Soundgarden's pretty accurately.
Yeah. Or we should just get celebrities to play games. Like, why didn't we draft Wayne Gretzky's son? I don't see why we didn't do that.
How come he's not
went
on
in
the
seventh round. If we drafted Wayne Gretzky's son, he would be playing by now. Who drafted him? The Twins?
The Cubs. Yeah,
that guy's not going to be good.
What interest do the Cubs have in Wayne Gretzky's son?
Yeah, exactly.
He's apparently okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Think of the marketing opportunities with Wayne Gretzky's on Blue Jays one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He'll probably be just traded to the Blue Jays at some point. Let's face it.
Yeah.
For Bautista.
For Bautista.
Now that we're gathering Canadians as part of our marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Seems to be working.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Brett Laurie.
Thank God Brett Lurie is actually good at baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone loved... Yeah, he's like the Matt Stairs of today.
Yeah. He's like a young Matt Stairs. Before he got fat and beardy.
Before he saw Matt Stairs a picture of Stone Cold Steve Austin and said, that's what I want to be.
That's what I want to be, but with more beers.
Yeah.
Was Matt Stairs ever not fat and beardy?
I guess as a baby.
As an infant, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a few months in, he found a look. Yeah. A few months into his life, he stuck with it. God bless him. Isn't he? He's on the Nationals now.
He retired.
Did he?
Yeah, he retired.
Like really recently?
Yeah, like a week or so ago.
But the question is, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, what team is he going to... Like, he played for, what, 17 teams? So
yeah.
What team...
Yeah, didn't he set the record or almost set the record?
He set the record.
For pinch hit home runs, yeah.
No, for teams.
For teams.
For teams, too, as well, yeah.
Yeah,
because that's the record for pinch hit
home runs.
Those
two attributes alone should get him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That record book is like a Matt Stairs novel.
A novel by Matt Stairs.
He's a crazy, crazy hair.
I don't know, would you be proud to hold the record for most teams played on?
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, teams trusted you to play baseball for them.
But none of them wanted to hang on to you for very long.
No.
Yeah. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
But there's something about you that teams were like, yeah, let's try him.
Yeah. He got over the World Series, didn't he? Or
the DS.
Yeah.
CS or DS? It was this... No, it was the NLCS.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like the definitive moment of that series.
Yeah, against the Dodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, teams need players who can hit home runs, and Matt Stairs can do that. He just can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's...
Have you ever seen a player look worse striking out than Matt Stairs? Like, just no idea. Swings, and like his gut goes the other way.
He starts running to third base. He's just so confused about what's going on.
He sings "O Canada" and passes out on home plate.
Something we can all believe in.
Yeah.
Who is the Blue Jay most likely to be a juggalo?
Maybe Sita.
Yeah, you think so? With that hemp brace or that hemp necklace?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think he'd be more into like Jack Johnson. Or Newfound Glory.
What about Laurie?
ICP, really?
Yeah. He has Eminem lyrics tattooed on him.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Then he can't.
No. Oh, is that... Are they...
No, he's not down with the clowns.
No. Okay.
No, ICP calls Eminem feminine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must really piss him off.
They had a big feud.
I think he feels better when he sort of looks at his finances and compares them to Insane Clown Posse.
Every time I feel sad, I call up my bank statement.
How much money do I have? A sweet play, guys.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wait, let me see it again.
They won't show that again.
So what are the Eminem lyrics that he has pasted to him?
Oh, it's all of Stan.
All of Stan?
Or just the chorus.
Just the Dido part?
Just the Dido. No, it's what is it? You only get one shot?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Of course it's Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Now he's like, I made it. Thanks to that song.
I had one shot. I didn't miss my chance to blow.
So if he gets sent down to the minors, is he gonna kill himself? is that what that tattoo implies?
Well, unless his dream was to be in the minors.
No, because the first time Eminem went up in that movie, he didn't do it. You know, Mom Spaghetti.
It's a bit of a contradiction, then. Eminem doesn't know what he's saying.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, like, what's implied is you only get one shot a week.
You only get one shot a week, and then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because next week,
You get another shot. Keep plugging away.
Well, I heard it's because he doesn't understand how baseball works. He only thinks you bat once a day. Like you only get one shot to hit the home run.
He packs his bags.
Yeah, you actually get three or four, sometimes five.
Oh, Shinsu Chu is back.
Oh man, my the guy who runs the convenience store by my house is gonna be thrilled.
Yeah, is he a big Shinsu Chu fan?
Well, he's Korean.
Yeah,
and he always sees me wearing my Jays hat, and now like when I'm not wearing my Jays hat, he always thinks to ask about the Jays. He's just like, "Oh, did you see Brett Laurie got a home run?" I'm like, "No, I saw that." And then he's always wearing a Boston hat. Or an Indians hat. And then I'm like, Indians? Why the Indians? He's like, oh, there is a South Korean player on the Indians. And I'm like, oh yeah, Shin-Soo Chu. And he got so happy. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, Shin-Soo Chu.
Yeah, I know who he is.
So, yeah, nowadays he's just like I go in there and I'm like, oh, Shin-Soo Chu. And he's like, oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. That still doesn't explain the Red Sox hat.
I guess he likes Dice K. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just trendy.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to hear some jokes?
I gotta finish writing one, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, you guys.
Dave.
The Jays today are playing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that the Angels are known for is keeping on switching the name of their team.
Yes.
They started off as the Los Angeles Angels, then they were the California Angels, then the Anaheim Angels, and now they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of come full circle. What a lot of people don't know, though, is that sometimes there was even more name changes than that, and they, like, for a day or two...
Really?
They would try out new names for the team.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that corroborates it.
I got your back.
Yeah, with which they tried out for like a few days and then got a bad fan response and they kind of went back to whatever they were at that time. So, for example, for a little while they were the California Carews.
The Carews?
Yeah, because that was in the midst of Rod Carew mania.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue, though.
No.
Yeah, that's why it didn't work. Like, everyone loved Rod Carew.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they were like, maybe not the whole team, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like calling us the Toronto Overbays.
Yeah. Yeah, and keeping that name long after he's gone.
Maybe a little short-sighted.
Maybe. Not
but how long did they keep that name, Dave?
Like, 2 days. And then actually Rod Carew said, you know what, guys?
He said, look.
I'm a humble man. Just, let's go back to being the Angels, like we should be.
Classy move.
Wow.
Yeah, he is a humble man. And converted to Judaism, according to that Adam Sandler song.
Oh my god.
If you remember.
Oh yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Shinsu-chu.
Shinsu-chu. Shinsu-chu. So, they had that for a bit. They also, at one point, had the Los Angeles Devils, just kidding, Angels.
That's too long a name.
Yeah, it is. And
was it of Anaheim?
No.
Just, okay. Well,
yeah,
that's a bit
that was right near the beginning. And it was also, again, when the Devils were winning a lot of Stanley Cups.
Oh, okay.
So, it was kind of Devil Mania. The Angels
it's important
marketing squad is really sensitive to manias.
Yeah, is that before Disney took over the team?
Yeah, well, actually, when Disney took over the team, right when they first bought the team, they briefly changed the name to the Disneyland Mr. Toad's Wild Ride Mickey Mouse Hat Cotton Candy Space Mountain Throw Away Your Litter in the proper receptacles.
That's too long.
Yeah, they're just trying to encourage people to come to Disney World and...
Did they have, like, a nickname? Like, you know, they call the Nationals, the Nats, and, like...
I think they were called the Decepticals.
The Decepticals?
Yeah.
Oh, after the last part of it.
Yeah, there was... Yeah.
Who can remember... Does that even fit on a hat?
No, that's why they had to get rid of it. They started making hats, and they were like, oh, this isn't gonna work.
And they got charged by the letter.
Yeah. They were like, we gotta turn around, go back to the office, and hammer something out.
So then they went back to the angels again.
Yes. But briefly after that, they called them the Anaheim Children.
What?
That's pretty good. Responding to their fan base, which is 98% children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something we discovered the first time we had an Angels podcast, is that most Angels fans are children, and they have to be picked up by their parents at about 9 o'clock. So if you're watching an Angels broadcast... Oh, what happened?
Eric Thames hit a home run.
All right!
Yay!
So a home run, Eric Thames.
Oh, man, he's really resurged after unsurging.
Well, the Angels are going to change their name to the We Hate Eric Thames.
Yeah. The No Thames.
Was that
Angels.
Your next one, Dave?
Yeah, it was. I have a lot today. still had two
still,
more.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Well, this is understandable because, you know, the Angels have been through a lot of these. These probably aren't even all of them, right, Dave?
No, this
these
is...
These are just the ones off the top of your head?
This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
This is the peanut on the top of the Skippy, or the squirrel peanut butter jar. names.
I love that shit.
They also went through a period where they were accused of insensitivity with their name, the Angels. So they changed to the Los Angeles Living People Who Will Probably Be Back Someday of Anaheim.
I think the heart's kind of in the right place for a lot of these names. I just think that logistically, due to the length of some of them, that's why they have to change
that.
Yeah.
The good ideas.
Yeah. Were they ever called the good ideas?
No. Never. Oh, God. They would never do that. But if you could, do you guys remember the TV show The O.C.?
Yes, sure. Of course.
The O.C.? Mm-hmm. While that was really popular, like, I think during its first season, they were called the O.C. Bitches for a little while.
What?
What? The O.C. Bitches?
Yeah.
That's not very good for a team accused of insensitivity.
Yeah, well, they really swung the other way. The pendulum.
So what did their logo look? Did they change their logo, or did it just...
Yeah, it was the cast of the OC.
Just the bitches.
Yeah, well, yeah, wasn't the catchphrase, "Welcome to the OC, bitch"?
No.
That,
was it?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought the catchphrase for the OC was, I don't want to wait for our life to be over.
No, that's what Brett Laurie has tattooed on.
Brett Laurie is covered in song lyrics.
Yeah.
I thought the catchphrase for the OC was, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, do-do-do, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of catchphrases. That was hard to put into a team name.
Yeah. Much of the show's success was built on its catchphrase marketability.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Then after people realized it was only catchphrases, they drifted back to Jeopardy.
I have some jokes.
Oh.
Not so much jokes as true facts and hard-hitting observations. As
usual. Okay.
Yeah.
This is more of an investigative report.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of in defense of Vernon Wells.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people would say that he's not having a great season with the Angels.
Because he is not?
Well, on the surface, he's batting, he's down to like 206 now.
Or up to 206, I think.
Maybe up to, yeah. A handful of home runs, a very Aaron Hill-like RBI plateau. But I'm going to say it hasn't been all bad, and there have been some highlights of Vernon Wells' Angels career so far.
Oh, great.
So here are five that I dug up with my investigative reporting.
Okay.
Well, first of all, with all of the bunting and the small ball that the Angels do, Vernon's ground ball double plays dwarf them in terms of distance. They go farther.
His double play grounders?
Yeah. So, like, most of the Angels are like, wow, he can hit far.
Oh, okay. So it seems like he's
yeah.
a real power grounder guy.
Yeah. Wow. Can you imagine if one of those gets out of the infield? Big trouble.
We usually hold the bat like this.
Yeah. You want to place one hand towards the top.
Yeah. It's a team of Nomar Garciaparras. Or, sorry, Chuck Knoblauchs.
Yeah. Oh, were they ever called the Los Angeles Knoblauchs?
Very briefly.
Like for an hour.
A matter of minutes.
Yeah. And they're like, no, that'll never work.
Stupid.
I don't know if any of you guys have seen this, because you probably don't get Angels broadcast feed.
No.
But,
Oh, how do you?
Reporting.
Archives
reporting.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's often seen carrying Eric Ibar around on the field like a baby before games.
Aww.
And a lot of fans in Anaheim find that endearing.
And sometimes during games, too.
Yeah. Like when he's too tired to walk in from shortstop.
Yeah.
He's like, get on Poppy's knee.
Come to my breast.
He goes all the way from right field to shortstop.
Yeah. I think he's the left fielder. Yes, so it's really, he's not going out of his way.
Oh, okay.
It's very uncharacteristic of Vernon Wells to go out of his way.
No.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You don't see that in a box score.
You don't see that in a box score, but you do sometimes in, like, on Angels feed games see him breastfeeding Eric Ibar in the dugout.
Whoa,
a hungry kid.
He's a growing boy. This I thought was kind of a funny highlight, although it's a bit controversial.
The lighter
side. There was the time that he thought Tory Hunter Bobblehead Day was a statutory holiday, so he booked it off work.
He booked it off work?
Yeah, he didn't play that day.
Can you do that as a baseball player? Can you book a day off work if you have a wedding or a...
Or a Yom Kippur.
Or a Yom Kippur, or...
Sure can.
Why would you book a holiday off work? Wouldn't you just assume that you'd get it off?
That everyone... Well, I think he's just like, I'm not playing on Tory Hunter Bobblehead Day, the most sacred of days.
Yeah.
Plus, he wanted to get a bobblehead.
Yes.
So I think he went to
it. Yeah, he lined up.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He had his priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Tory Hunter's bobblehead is actually hitting a better average than Vernon Wells is?
I did know that.
352.
That's pretty good.
The bobblehead's having an amazing season.
That might really be leading good. The league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wish he was playing today.
And, also, people always, they rag on Vernon for his low batting average and his underachieving. But they're forgetting that he actually has to bat twice in the Angels lineup. Once as Vernon Wells, and once more when he puts on a fat suit and dresses as his alter ego, Bobby Abreu.
Oh my god.
So he actually has quite a few hits when all is said and done. He's probably going to reach 200.
Yeah, and he leads the league in disguisery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last thing, which I thought was kind of a stand-up move on our part, in his return to Toronto, the Jays presented him with a statue of him hitting a solo home run.
Wow. How can you tell it's a solo home run in the statue? Do they have all the bases empty?
They got all the bases empty. Vernon doesn't look like he cares. It's actually a huge statue because fans are still finding their seats, so it's early in the game.
Yeah.
And you can see the scoreboard, and we're already losing 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice of them to give an accurate statue like that.
The statue was commissioned for $100 million.
Well, what's it made out of?
I assume... Rubber?
Rubber.
It's a $100 million rubber statue.
Yeah.
And it takes up the entirety of Windows Restaurant. Have you been to the Sky Dome recently? You'll notice where Windows Restaurant used to be.
It's that statue.
There's a giant rubber statue.
Rubber statue.
It's about a fifth the size of the Rogers Center.
That's almost seems unnecessary.
Yeah, but I mean, he's one of the longest serving Jays of all time.
I guess
you gotta remember that.
Yeah.
You gotta honor that somehow.
He's like the bad Matt Sundin.
Oh, you guys. This means that all the Angels are getting portraits done by Vernon Wells Sr. now.
They must love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember whenever they honored someone on the Jays, they got a picture done by Vernon Wells Sr.?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The Angels really got a lot when they traded for Vernon Wells. That was a great investigative report, Paul.
Thank you. Good digging up of old Angels archive names as
well.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. our listeners get the best.
Well, Brett Laurie is batting the same as...
As the bobblehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real tight race for MVP.
Yeah.
Actually, Brett Laurie is so young, he actually grew up, and Torrey Hunter's bobblehead was his favorite player growing up.
He just lifted up his pant leg. Is that the lyrics to Break Stuff on his ankle?
Yeah. I believe it is. There's a POD song on his other ankle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think he's got kind of a pierced nose.
Mm-hmm.
And the piercing is a very tiny CD of the Sound of Music soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah. He just loves music.
No, will that CD work in your standard compact disc player?
No, you need one into your nose.
Yeah, you need one that hasn't been invented yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's from the future.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. So I was just reading Brett Laurie's leg tattoo.
Great song.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it from good authority, from Genevieve, our female friend, who's a fan of the Jays, that JP Aaron Sevilla is now the hottest Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just ahead of Jose Bautista.
Really, people think Jose Bautista is hot?
Yeah. Yeah, well, look at him. Like, maybe not face-wise, but just the way he moves.
Aaron Sevilla looks like a young, grizzled man.
Like he's seen a lot?
Yeah, like he's seen a lot, but he's also 15. He has a terrible beard.
Yeah, it's a sign of wisdom.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think the hottest Jay is?
Past or present?
Present.
Present,
Because obviously we all say George Bell, if we could.
If we could.
If we only could.
Yeah.
This
one's for the ladies.
What about third base coaches? Can I vote for...
Yeah, you can vote for Butter, okay. For sure.
Yeah, I'm voting for Butterfield.
Good.
Yeah, old turtle
face Butter.
Hey guys, he's like a Helen Hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He is the Helen Hunt of the Jays.
He's not traditionally beautiful, but he's, you know, you really get a good look at him, and wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyes go for miles. I'm going to rule out Brett Cecil. I think maybe if he cut his sideburns.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if he shaped up a little.
Yeah.
Right now he's a 7. He could be an 8.
He's got 8 potential written all over him.
Dave, who would you say is the hottest Jay?
I might say Aaron Sevilla.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, just every time they show him on TV, I'm like, that's a handsome man.
He's pretty handsome.
Yeah. So young.
Yeah.
Just want to show him the world.
Does anybody think that maybe the hottest Jay is John Roush?
No.
If they're into that. You don't like how he looks like a monster?
Like a Beauty and the Beast type thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to change him.
Just want to make you shorter.
I just want to make you less scary every day.
6'11 masterpiece.
Steve's been really quiet on this topic.
I feel like we've talked about this one too many times.
No, I just needed to hear from everyone.
Every once in a while, we have to increase our female listenership, and this is the only way we can think of to do it.
Yeah.
I think Frank Francisco, because he gives up home runs to anybody.
Oh, he just gives it up.
He's a generous man.
So generous.
Yeah, he's the Richmond Street of the Blue Jays.
And he does it at the end of the night, he prowls, the last few girls. He's the last call prowler.
Yeah.
He is quite striking to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Paul.
Yeah, buddy.
I won the hot dog bet again this week.
You sure did.
Brett Laurie had a couple more hits than Colby Rasmus.
Yeah, and they were very, dramatic hits.
Yeah.
I think even if Rasmus had won it on a technicality, I probably would have given it to you. Because the original bet was who would have a better week.
Yeah.
And that's pretty clear by how Brett Lowry did this week, so I will happily concede this hot dog.
So now I have 8,000 hot dogs.
And I have two.
Two. do we have a hot dog bet for this week?
I don't have one yet.
Adam, do you have any suggestions for hot dog bet of the week?
Yeah, we usually bet on something.
Okay, guys.
Here comes.
By the end of the week,
How
many news stories will have, quote, Blue Jays cheating, end quote, in a Google search?
That's an elaborate bet.
Yeah. Blue Jays cheating. So it has to be in the headline of the news story?
Or in the news story.
Okay. I'm going to say one.
Is it an over-under? Or just closest to the pin?
None of those make sense.
Well, how do we determine? Okay, so like... Okay.
Price is right rules.
Okay.
Closest to going over.
Yeah.
So, I would guess two.
And the prize is you get to do an improv set with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh! Vernon Wells, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. What a fumble.
Bumbly Wells.
Oh, my God. What a terrible player.
So, for this hot dog bet...
Yeah.
I guess we'd just do a Google search at the beginning of next podcast and see how many stories have Blue Jay cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That was last time, Dave.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm going to say five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I said one.
Yeah. That gives me a little bit of room to go over, but I'll probably win.
Oh, yeah. If it's two, three, or four, yeah. I still win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's six?
Wait, what if it's zero?
Then you both win.
Then, we both win.
Then Adam Christie wins.
Everyone I wins.
We'll have to mail you your hot dog.
Please mail me my hot dog.
And don't bother getting it to be quickly. Just your standard, regular mail.
Yeah.
So let's plug this Laugh Sabbath for a minute.
Let's plug it.
What, I know it's like the first, the second, the third, and it's like alternating Sundays. What slot do you have?
We have third Sunday of each month is Evening Jim Jam.
Evening Jim Jam.
We feature some of the best comics in Toronto, and me and my partner, Bob Kerr, my co-host, we do little segments in between. So it's kind of like a live sitcom with some guests.
So that would be next week?
Yes.
Is Evening Jim Jam.
Well... Depending on when will this drop?
Usually like Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, then, yeah. So it'll be out in
this time. Sunday is Evening Jim Jam.
Yeah.
Right Sunday now.
Get to the Rivoli.
Do a spit take, throw your iPod down on the ground.
We're talking right. Sunday the 21st.
That's what we're talking.
Get ready to get wet.
Was that a strike?
No, it was not a strike.
No.
And that day, Bob Kerr will be coming fresh from doing this podcast.
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hope we don't fuck him up.
Don't fuck him up.
Yeah.
We'll try.
We're going to give him lots of beers.
Yeah.
Just don't do that. He's going to... And you're doing comedy tonight, right?
Yeah, I am at Laugh Sabbath tonight as well.
So, future listeners, that will be in the past.
Just go to every Laugh Sabbath you possibly can.
You know what? You really should, anyway. There's a couple of new shows in the Laugh Sabbath lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a real shake-up lately, and...
New shows are ours, and Tim Gilbert has a show now called
Pure Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that lives up.
Oh, I'll be on the next one of that. Plug for me.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dave in September.
September.
Pure Gold. Tim Gilbert.
Twitter Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Like,
that's in the future.
But their Twitter is like, I post so much funny shit, and they never pick me. They always pick some piece of garbage who is like, Jay's Rule, Bloodsport, or like whatever the hashtag is.
Beast Mode.
Beast Mode. Yeah. It's like, what is Beast Mode? Is this some like weird Charlie Sheen thing that I don't know about?
I think
JP or NCV might have made it up.
Beast Mode?
Yeah, and just when you're so good at baseball, you transform into a beast.
Like Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the popular TV show Beast Wars.
Or Beasties in Canada.
Yeah, why was that a thing? Why did they do that?
It was Beast Wars in America and Beasties in Canada because you can't have war on a children's show.
Really?
That's true.
That is retarded.
Beasties sounds like a British cartoon.
We little about, beasties.
About little things that live in your garden and eat your crisps.
Get away from here, beasties!
No, honestly,
stop eating my crisps.
Because like in the late 90s, when Canada had so many like I guess we had a huge animation studio making 3D children shows like Reboot and Beasties. So all of them went to the States, but they called them Beast Wars because that's much cooler.
Yeah, the States sometimes really knows what it's doing.
Yeah. Kids can see war. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're going to like it.
Yeah, you just can't reference gay marriage in front of them.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it should have been in America, Beast Wars. In Canada, beast marriages between beasts of the
between
same genders. The same of the five genders you have in Beastie Land. Yeah, see, nothing about beasties resonates robots.
Beasties.
That's how it went. They should have called them Beast Bots.
Beast Bots.
That would be much better.
They were just
there's not a thousand better names than beasties.
I don't like Colby Rasmus's sunglasses.
No?
Too
early 90s Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yeah.
I also don't like the frills on his pants.
He made a special request for pleats.
Yeah, and how he runs out from the bullpen.
Like, you ever noticed how much lace he has on his uniform?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember BJ Ryan?
I don't like that corset he wears when he comes up to bed.
When we had BJ Ryan and he'd, like, run out.
Yeah.
When they'd call his name.
And there'd be flames everywhere.
And he'd just start going at it.
Yeah.
I remember...
That got less effective the worse he got.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the special thing for BJ Ryan. And then Accardo became the closer for a long time. But they were like, Ryan's coming back. Let's not make a video presentation for when Accardo comes in.
Yeah.
And then finally one day they made one for Accardo where his ball turned to ice. And he was super intimidating. And then the next day BJ Ryan came back and got the closer's job.
Oh, Sean Camp, have you seen his video? It's like a blooper reel of him trying to fill out his rent check and then crossing it out because he keeps making mistakes.
Oh, man, Thursday. It was a weekday day game, and it was camp day, and Sean Camp got to pitch.
Yeah, Camp pitched on the last camp day I went to, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I think he honestly must think that it's a day in honor of him.
Well, they probably
tell him that.
They probably tell him that.
Hey, when do I get a bobblehead? You get like 4 days of summer.
You get your own day.
Okay. You don't see a Bautista day.
You get camp day. There's all these groups here all the time for camp day.
Can I have camp day off?
Why, we're bussing in kids.
Why on Sean Camp Day do you show campfires on the scoreboard?
Brendan Wells takes camp day off no matter what.
Going camping, ladies.
What is the best ending to a game that you guys have ever seen?
Blue Jays?
Mm-hmm. Or like most interesting?
The best ending to a game I've ever seen? I had my season pass, so I could go to any game at any time. Mm-hmm. And I was doing something downtown, and then had some... Oh, I had to go to Hamilton on the GO bus at, like, a certain time, but I was killing time until then. And I sat down across from the scoreboard, and was kind of seeing how the Jays were doing. They were playing the Rays, and it was tied up, and going into extra innings. So I'm like, I gotta run to the Sky Dome and try and catch some baseball before I go to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in and watched a few innings. And then I was like, oh, I really have to go. I'm not going to get to Hamilton on time. And then Greg Zahn hits a grand slam. And I was sitting beside, I was standing beside like the metal diamond sign that shows some of the, where, what the section is. And I like banged the metal sign. I was like, yeah! And then I ran out of the Sky Dome all the way to Union Station and got on the bus to Hamilton.
That's great.
That was the best one.
Oh. One time I saw, oh man, who's a shitty reliever from like 3 or 4 years ago?
Vinny Chulk?
No.
That's too far back.
Yeah, yeah. 3 or 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Accardo?
No, it wasn't Accardo. Worse.
Who's the guy? Sean Camp?
I think it might have been Sean Camp. I saw Sean Camp. I might not be Sean Camp, but someone in...
Brian Talbot?
In the... Yeah, it was Brian Talbot. It was of Brian Talbot. Brian Talbot, top of the eighth, bases loaded, balked the tying run. And then we lost. We lost in the eighth.
Oh! 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 Double still, good. That's good.
That's a man on second.
Yep.
For Brett Laurie to cash in, hopefully.
Oh jeez.
Don't do that. That's so bad for your dental. Oh. Get your dumb necklace out of your mouth.
You get Cobra Erasmus.
You got the Erasmus in your necklace.
You got Cobra Erasmus.
Have you heard Colby Erasmus talking?
No.
Sounds like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
maybe
a
thick accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be Colby Rasmus, and you interview me as Pat Tabler, Dave.
Colby, how was that hit you just got there?
How young Colby Rasmus?
Thanks, Colby.
Colby Rasmus.
Back to you, Buck.
Ah, we're here with Cody Rasmus.
No, I'm Pat.
Ah. Who was that backwards talking kid you were talking to?
That was Colby Rasmus.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go home, Brett.
I am home.
Oh, man.
You are in the arms of the angel. Oh, that's his back tattoo. Why is his back out? His lower back tattoo has a Sarah McLachlan song in it.
Yeah, that's a new thing he started. He's like, ninth inning, everybody shirts off.
Rally shirts.
What?
Are you kidding me? That was not a ball. I mean a strike.
That was not a ball.
It was
probably
a ball.
Should have been.
Let me see.
Watch this.
Bullshit!
Oh, outside.
Wow.
Horse shit.
Suck my ass. If we lose this game, it's because of that.
Oh. Yeah!
Son of a bitch! Yip ya!
Oh, man. That would have never happened a month ago.
Jose Bautista's mouth is full of mashed potatoes.
Good head
He's
start
excited,
on the buffet,
but he
guys.
Can't really show it right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who are they pinch running for? No. They can't pinch run for him.
Just doing some sprints.
He's a hero.
Just running around.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm so full of energy!
I didn't know that Rob Ford was the... manager of the Angels.
But yeah. A known fact.
This is that football team he's always talking about.
The Los Angeles Angels.
He doesn't know what football is.
Oh, JP.
Anadabasia.
Anadabasia.
Johnny Mac is up after this?
Yeah.
Could be.
Doubles.
Yeah. You can do that.
Johnny Mac has 2 walk-offs this year.
Doubles McDonald.
Old Dub Dub.
They call him McDouble.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Suck that dick.
Yeah. Suck that.
Yeah.
Suck that sexy dick. They're going to put them on now. They have
give
to.
Them a romantic blowjob.
I would say, yeah, they're putting them on here for sure.
Laurie just stole everyone.
Yeah.
For everyone thinking that there was a blowjob on the
field. No, no, no. Yeah.
No, no, no.
No surprising.
First stolen base of his career.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's what really, a stolen base.
He's really ticking all the boxes.
Guys, I might cry.
In the scavenger hunt of life.
Yeah, I might. Let's...
I honestly might cry.
Oh,
strike out right there.
Oh, you stupid.
Gotta get that in the air, buddy.
You know what the greatest thing about Brett Laurie is? He's really turning me around on douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. I got the job done.
I can see why you act that way.
All those homophobic, highly sexualized showers he took in high school really came back to pay off for him. Oh, sexiest Blue Jay John Roush gets a 1-2-3 inning in the 10th.
So, Mark Tien, walk-off?
Oh, God willing.
That, yeah.
One of these three guys can get a walk-off home run.
If Mark Tien hits a walk-off home run, we have to end the podcast with us singing Oh Canada.
Hey. Deal.
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 That guy must have bought that recently.
Yeah.
The kid in a Laurie jersey?
Yeah, we saw a douchebag in a Laurie jersey.
Yeah, Brett Laurie.
You know what I mean.
Oh, this is a flashback, Dave. Relax.
Whoa, we beat the A's!
We saw that. That was one of the best games of the year.
Yeah, yeah, we were there.
Yeah, because it was so shitty to start, and then it was so great. And then
it was the beginning of JoJo Reyes' career as a Blue Jay.
Yeah, up to old Edwin.
And yeah. The pressure. That's why they call him Edwin and the pressure. That was a balk. He skipped.
Skipping equals balking.
Yeah.
It's a well-known fact.
This pitcher does twirl a lot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, he's super clutch.
Just get his stats in there.
After the 7th inning, he bats 300.
It's pretty clutch.
Takahashi.
Yeah, I think I agree with the sabermetricians that there's really no such thing as clutch. Just if you're a good player, you'll just be good in all circumstances.
Are they advertising a lobster Hummer? Whoa!
Oh! 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 Game, baby! Yay!
Edwin!
James Wayne, Edwin!
Oh,
he did that!
Untucked his shirt. That's how happy he is.
Oh, yeah. Man. That was awesome.
Yeah. Walk up.
Butterfield's like, tuck that shirt back in. What are we running here? Get the hell back on the bus.
Everybody get on the bus.
Lobster Summer.
Wins the game.
That's the Keg's commercial campaign for the next month.
Edwin.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
Comeback victory for the Jays.
Edwin Encarnacion wins it with a walk-off hit, scoring Escobar. We've already done plugs, I think.
Yeah, the Japanese pitcher was dishonored.
Yeah.
And now has to Sudoku himself.
Yeah.
That's what that's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sudoku.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
For Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank. Thanks to Adam Christie for being on the show. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time, guys. I'll be back next week.
Cool.
Great. Yeah, can you give Bob a ride?
Nope. I'm going to tell him it's canceled.
Fair enough. Producer Steve Pugin, we'll be back next week. And who the hell are we playing next week?
Oh, the Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's.
Late start.
Ah, yeah, I could just sleep in.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Now I'll try to figure the subway system out by then. It should be all good.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace, everyone. Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves.
God bless us all.